Shut up.
Lie back. And don't say a single fucking word. I've had a rough week. And I need to blow off some steam. No, not literally, jackass. Leave your pants on, you fucking idiot. God, can you do anything right? I'm just so pent up. And I want to have my way with you. My way. So don't speak. Are we clear? Uh-huh. Is that what that dumb little look is supposed to mean? That was a test, sweetie. Oh, if you'd actually open your mouth, I would have just left you here and forced you to listen to me making myself come in the other room. So let's get this started, huh? By the way, do you think this bra makes my chest look too big? Here, you really need to get a closer look before you decide, though. Would you like that? Go on. My shirt is open, and you say the word, and I'll just lean over. They may not be the biggest, but I know they're enough to drive you wild. They're so soft and kissable. Oh, come on, just be honest. Right now, you'd really like me to put your face here. Deep. Deep into my cleavage, wouldn't you? No? Well then, mister, what if I put your dick here instead? Fine, on with the little show then. You are really ready for me, aren't you? At least you have that going for you. Oh, you're so hard. It's so hot. I can feel the heat raining off your bulge every time I run my fingers across your package. How long has it been? How many days or weeks was it since the last time I allowed you to get off, I mean? That long, huh? You know what? I had completely forgotten. I'm a pretty busy girl after all, so yeah, the status of your load isn't exactly a high priority of mine. But you know, if I'm honest, I don't even really like getting you off. No, not really. I like touching you, for sure. I like the way you respond. I like teasing you, rubbing you over your clothes, breathing into your ear and whispering dirty, dirty things. Like how much I need you and how I want to please you, to be slutty for you. To be your stupid little bimbo whore that can't focus unless she's got your cock in her mouth. Oh, teasing you by saying those silly little things like that. Those silly little things that you fall for every time. You honestly believe I'd do that? Let you use me however you liked? Wrap my legs around you tight. Beg you, please, please, please to come inside. Oh, I can't imagine why. I like it when you start breathing hard. I like making you lose control. Begging, moaning, wanting it so bad. Just so desperately, needfully, pathetic. aesthetically completely beneath me. I like making you wait before I touch it. Seeing the way you unconsciously thrust, humping the air, wishing it were my hand, my mouth, my chest, my thigh. I like squirting some oil onto my hand and jerking you quickly as I'm unable to hide this evil grin. The one that shows you how amused I am at my complete dominance over you. At the way I'm able to build within you these little powerful, insatiable urges. I use them to wrap you completely around my little finger. I love the slick, wet sound as I fuck you with my hand, going faster and faster while you beg me to stop, to slow down, to prolong the pleasure. But I just smile that evil smile and I shake my head, no, 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 and then continue mechanically, skillfully. I love it when you look at me so pleadingly. Please, please don't let me come, baby. Oh, and it's just so cute that you think I would ever listen, that is. Instead, I'll just laugh and make you explode as soon as possible. It's only been a few minutes, but I'm starting to get a little bored. Oh, does that hurt your precious little ego? That I'm about as invested in seeing you get to shoot your shot as I am in, I don't know, watching some boring television program. Well, if you do want to, you better do it now. My arm's starting to get tired. That means your fun will be over, whether you've been satisfied or not. So, seeing me do these cold mechanical strokes, acting like this is some boring chore for me. You get off even more, don't you? You love it when I roll my eyes or groan with annoyance. Or when I get all annoyed and tell you just to wrap it up, please. Like, I think you're some incompetent fucking moron. You just love it. You fucking love it when I'm bitchy. When I'm a pain in the ass. When I'm bossy and rude and hypocritical. And can't be pleased. When all I want to do is nag and complain and make you feel like a fucking idiot. You love my bitchy side. Well, good. Because that's exactly what you're getting, sweetie. I'm going to bring you to the edge. And then I'm going to stop. No more stroking. No more caressing. No gentle kisses or licks. I'm just going to release my hand and throw tissue over your cock. So you won't even get the joy of releasing into the air. And you would. I mean, oof. With how backed up you must be, I imagine this load would be painting the ceiling otherwise. 10. 9. Just hurry up and come, you fucking loser. 8. 7. That stupid grin is pissing me off. You're enjoying this way too fucking much. 3. 2. 1. Come fucking now, you worthless waste of space. Baby, you came so fucking much. Do you really, really like it when I talk like that? Because I kind of like it too. It's just that I'm normally so sweet and getting to be so domineering, so mean. Oh, the way you look at me when I'm glaring at you or calling you names. I can tell you really get off on it and it makes me feel sexy, powerful. What if it really was just like that? What about instead of pretending the next time I was like that, I really did deny you. Force you into a ruined orgasm. Or even just leave you totally high and dry with sore, aching blue balls. What would you do then, darling? Would you still find that sexy? If I really was a huge fucking bitch. Shh, don't think about it too hard, okay? I wouldn't want you to hurt yourself or anything. Just leave all the thinking to people who are smarter and, well, just play better at it than you are. People like me.